I'm now joined in the studio by this week's Scarlet guest, Mary Webb. Mary, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you especially for coming in because you were just saying you just had a gig at the Exeter last night.
I did.
It was a late night, so you're up and at 'em this morning.
That's right. Feeling... Coffee will fix everything later.
Yeah, that's it. But no, thank you for coming in. You're a Scarlet guest this week because you've got a gig at the Wheaty coming up on the 18th.
Yes, it's Thursday
next week. But you've also got a gig at Jive.
Yes, tomorrow
as well. Or today.
Today.
Mary will be there, everyone.
It will definitely be there.
Yeah. So before chatting about upcoming stuff and what 2018 holds for you, I first wanted to ask you about your background as a musician and how you've come to this point. And, you know, I think it's an interesting journey that a lot of artists, no matter what their medium, go through of really defining what it is that they want to say, how they want to say it. How would you describe your genre of music and storytelling?
That is a tricky one. I tend to say I'm folk, which is a pretty broad genre, and maybe doesn't conjure up you wouldn't immediately imagine the sound that I make. But, yeah, I'd say it's kind of modern folk or contemporary folk with bits of jazz, kind of a few weird chords thrown in. And
Yeah. Well, it's not because it seems like there's been a pop-up, you know, forever there's always been, you know, people playing with hybrids of
right,
genres
absolutely.
And borrowing elements from different genres and not feeling confined to, I have to be. Just folk. So how do you go about writing your songs? Do you tend to go with lyrics first or does a riff come to you or how does it go?
These days I tend to write lyrics first and I kind of work on them to the point where I feel like they stand alone, that I'm happy with them as they are and that they're not kind of hidden by the melody that I end up coming up with or the guitar part. So yeah, I generally kind of start with lyrics and then once I'm happy with that, then usually they'll sit for a while and at some point it'll come together with some music. It'll lend itself to something or I'll be mucking around on guitar and come up with something on there and then kind of go, this, you know, the rhythm of these words kind of fits with what I'm doing here and then I try and fit it in and yeah.
Yeah. Do you think there are certain themes that emerge from your writing, if you take a step back and look at your work, is there particular things you're drawn to?
I guess so. The album I'm about to put out, Love Like Planets, is kind of all written in a pretty, most of it at least, is written kind of intensively in one period of time where I was going through a bad patch and kind of, you know, had a long-term relationship end and then was kind of, you know, trying to work out who I was and what I wanted. And, I was kind of just trying to figure out, like, my sexuality and that kind of thing. And as a kind of late 20s woman. And, yeah, so I guess those themes emerge, like just noticing other people's relationships and noticing my own and, like, friendships as well. And, trying to kind of figure it out, like what are the patterns that I'm kind of continuing to go through myself or what are the patterns that I see in other people. And so it's very much kind of relationship focused, not necessarily romantic relationships, but just, you know, our interactions and the relationships that we have with people around us.
Yeah. Well, the universal themes.
Absolutely.
that
yeah.
Everyone can relate to. So the key is how we relate to others. And so how does that inform your approach to doing, you know, live when you're performing live and those gigs and having that, you know, musician audience relationship as well? What kind of relationship would you like to have with the audience as you're playing?
I really like playing small venues, small rooms and like house concerts and that kind of thing, because you can really kind of, you can see people, like you're on the same level and you can see their expressions and you can kind of look them in the eye when you're singing and you kind of, it's like you're telling them like you're sitting down with them at the pub having a drink and having a chat, like getting to know them.
Mm. Yeah.
Rather than kind of, yeah, bright lights in your eyes and you're looking down on some people but you don't really know who they are.
Yeah, sharing the experience with them rather than, here's an experience, right. Take it.
Here's a sound I'm making. Yeah. Take that.
Take it and enjoy it. Yeah. Well, speaking of sharing music, you've brought your guitar in with you this morning. So you'll be playing a couple of songs for us, which, you know, we're very lucky. Which song would you like to kick off with?
I'm going to kick off with, it's called Searching for More, and it's the kind of opening track on my new album.
Cool. Great. Take it away. Here's Mary Webb.
Reserved for lifelong lovers, and you kissed a girl time and time again, and fantasized about having her in our bed. We weren't trying to hurt each other, we were just searching for more, and we never told each other, maybe we should have talked more. I hit the road with excited ferocity, looking for fulfillment in my work, and you got on a plane again to escape from your problems abroad. Together we were hurting, dressed in austere navy blue, and our love was a blanket on a hot night. We were saving it for later, saving it for the cold. I strap you into your seat, start up the engine, foot off the brake. You like an extension of myself, but I'm jumping before it's too late. We've grown famished and small, the air is too hot to breathe. We are fruit flies on a steering wheel. We weren't trying to hurt each other, just searching for more, and we never told each other, maybe we should have talked more. We weren't trying to hurt each other, no, we were just searching for more, and we never knew each other, maybe we should have talked more.
That was lovely. Thank you. Oh, that's you can the lyrics are so evocative. Like it's, yeah.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you. So you mentioned before, so that is, that's like opening track of the new album.
Yes.
What's the TBA? What's the ETA?
Well,
on the DL, what's going on? How many acronyms can I say?
Yeah. As many as you like.
Yes.
Well, it's actually the single from this album, which is called Gecko Fingers, is being premiered on themusic.com.au on Monday. And then it's kind of official release is the 26th of January, and then the full album is 16th of Feb.
Cool.
So it's kind of coming up.
It's coming up. It's coming right up.
It's coming right up.
Yeah. And so in the meantime, we mentioned that you've got a gig today, actually, or tonight at Jive.
At Jive.
Alberton EP launch for Skeleton Club.
Yeah.
That should be fun. Yeah. I haven't been to Jive for ages, but it's a really good live music venue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I like that you can see, like, there are kind of steps where you can be up and behind people and still be able to see over their heads and look at the stage.
As a short person, I'm on board with that as a concept. Yeah. So next week you're performing at the Weedy as part of Scala's showcase as well. Have you been involved with Scala before?
Yeah, oh yeah, actually for a long time, since I was kind of starting out in Adelaide, I reckon. Yeah. Mm. Years and years.
Yes, yes. Yeah, no, it's always wonderful to have, you know, a whole range of musicians come in through Scala. It seems like a great vehicle to give musicians a bit of a platform.
Definitely. Yeah, it is. And a really nice way to have some kind of community in. I don't know, it can get pretty lonely, I think, especially if you're playing solo all the time and you're not with a band. But even just the kind of admin side of it, like you really, you see your colleagues at gigs when you share the stage or share a bill. But yeah, it can be kind of a bit isolating, I think. And so it's nice to have things like Scala to bring the community of musicians together and just, yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Nice, nice. And that's not all for January. You're performing at a Girl Asleep Summer Festival, Music Mondays at the Ed Castle with Naomi Keat and Leah Senior at the Weedy. Just busy, busy, busy.
Just pretty busy, yeah.
And then Love Like Planets album launch February 4th?
Yeah, right? bit early, bit before the release, but I will have copies of it, sneaky available.
A little bootleg copies, yeah. No, cool. So if you want to be really cool, then head to the February 4th.
Yeah, all right, yeah,
there
absolutely.
We go. That's it. Cool. And performing throughout March, and like it's plenty to kick the year off. Any other plans for 2018, or is the plan just to roll with these new launches and gigs?
Yeah. Doing some interstate shows. I'm locking in some things at the moment. Launching with a band as well. So the album launches with a band, which is exciting for me. And then in Melbourne as well, I'm doing a launch with a band. And then I'll do a kind of solo tour in March, April.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
So it's exciting times.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, and where can people go to keep up to speed with all things Merryweb?
All things Merryweb. Well, I keep my website pretty well updated with gigs and things, and Facebook and all that kind of thing. I'm posting on there with all the relevant information.
That's Merryweb Sings.
Merrywebsings.com.
Just .com. You know, just to keep it international.
No,
not just AU.
Yeah,
that's it. .com. Cool, cool. And Facebook and
Facebook,
that.
Insta.
Oh, yeah, Insta. Yep. Good.
That's how the young kids
say. Yeah, that's how the... is that Instagram? Oh, I see. I understand now. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I feel so old sometimes. Yes. Not even that old. At least
we're on Instagram, right?
Yeah. On Instagram, therefore... Cool. No one can say otherwise. Well, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
As I say, this early morning slot, particularly for musicians, is a bit cruel, but, you know, Scala always brings up people and they're usually smiling and happy to be here. So, you know.
Oh, it helps to have a smiling face in front of me too.
Ah, there you go. So we're going to wrap things up with another song.
Another song?
Yeah.
Which
one are you going to go for?
This one's called Time for Being Brave.
Great. Cool. Yeah. Take it away.
Thanks. I should have gone to bed, stopped replying, let you wonder. I should have let it sink in, let it stew, remained asunder. I should have left you wanting, left you thinking, left you swiftly. But instead I gave you full control and license to reject me. I find you self-indulgent and distracted when you listen. You miss the point and patronize through loose interpretation. I let myself be drawn in, but I won't be satisfied. You want me just to love you, not for me, but for what I provide. Jump in quickly, whole. I know it's foolish to be hasty. I throw my heart around like any stillness will be wasting. I can't hide a feeling, but I can't express it either. I'm a curious explorer on the verge of cabin fever. I'm angry at myself and at your lack of understanding. I'm frustrated that you're taking off whenever I am landing. And I'm tired of all the subtle ways in which it feels too hard. And I'm tired from all the nights when you're asleep. And I'm on guard. But most most of all, I'm weary from the times I've tried and failed. Hope is strong but fleeting, and happiness is veiled. And I'm sick of trying to tell you how I feel and what it means. And I'm sick of holding out for perfect rhymes and perfect dreams. I'll never be content with all the choices that I've made. But given my time over, there are few things I would trade. And I should probably give up on hiding from the truth I so crave. There's time for sitting quietly and time for being brave.
Mary Webb there with Time for Being Brave on Arts Breakfast. Mary, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.